Having kept us to see this day that we have the privilege of meeting at various places around His Word. We think of all those who are not well. We remember them. May the Lord also be with them and strengthen them. Even their families, that they will receive special grace to attend to the needs of those who are ill. And it is a time where we need God's special grace. Remembering also those who have gone out to various places to preach, and may the Lord bless and keep them.
I
was also grateful for all that have come to join us. Some are very dear and special friends to us who assist us in various ways and aspects of the work of the work of the gospel.
So
shall we pray together?
Asthandaz.
Lord, thank you that we can commit ourselves totally to you. Make your ways our ways. Through all difficulties and trials, shine all the more and bright and help our faith and our love to grow more intense than before.
Kuba bonke umzima Nkosi neyingqinamba qhubeka ukhanye ngamandla phezu kwethu Nkosi wenza ukuba ukholwa kwethu nokuhamba kwethu phambi kwakho kuqine kunakuqala.
And we pray also for your blessing on the words that we will read. Lord, we are dependent on you and wish only to think and to speak that which pleases you. May your spirit touch us as only you, O Lord Jesus, can.
Amen.
Amen. There are two portions which I have considered to speak on today, and I wish not to contradict or that they seem to be contradictory, but that they would stattdessen in serve all the more that we can understand and grasp what God's desire for us is. The first portion is in Isaiah chapter 5 from the first verse.
uqala ingxenye sithola encwadini yomprofethi uIsaya sahluko sesihlanu kusukela evesini lokuqala.
It says, I will sing for the one I love, a song about his vineyard.
Mangihlabelele ngothandiweyo wami, isihlabelelo sothandiweyo wami ngesivini sakhe.
My beloved one had a vineyard on a fertile hillside.
Uthandiweyo wami wayenesivini egqumeni elivundile kakhulu.
He dug it up and cleared it of stones and planted it with the choicest vines.
Wasimba wakhipha amatshe aso, wasitshala ngomvini omuhle.
He built a watchtower in it and cut out a wine press as well. Then he looked for a crop of good grapes, but it yielded only bad fruit.
Wakha isiqongo sokulinda phakathi kwaso, waqopha isikhamo kuso, wethemba ukuthi siyakuthela izithelo zomvini, kepha saveza izithelo zasendle.
And then in Mark chapter 12, also from the first verse,
encwadini kaMark isahluko seshumi nambili nakhona sifunda kusole vesini lokuqala.
He then began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard. He put a wall around it, dug a pit for the wine press, and built a watchtower. Then he rented the vineyard to some farmers and went away on a journey.
Wayeseqala ukukhuluma kubo ngemfanekiso ethi umuntu watshala isivini, wasibiyela ngothango. Wemba isikhamo wakhe isiqongo sokulinda wasiqashisa kubalimi waya kwelinye izwe.
At harvest time he sent a servant to the tenants to collect from them some of the fruit of the vineyard.
Ngenkathi efaneleyo wayesethuma inceku kubalimi ukuba ithathe kubalimi ezithelweni zesivini.
Now this portion in Mark, the Lord addresses it to especially to the tenants.
Lengxenye sifunde kuMark, inkosi ikhuluma la ikakhulukazi kulabo abakade beqashile.
And at the end of it, he pronounces a judgment over the wicked tenants.
Ekugcineni kwakho wehlisa ukwahlulelwa phezu kwalaba bekade beqashile ababi.
Now who is the one who plants the vineyard?
Ubani otshalayo kulesi sivini na?
Do we realize that he is the one that has loved us?
Siyaqondene ukuba yilowo osithandile.
Do you love him in return?
Ngabe na uyamthanda yini njoba esekuthandile na?
Parents, do you love him?
Bazali niyamthanda na?
Fathers, mothers, maybe you remember a time when you loved him. Is that love still alive within you, or is it just a form?
Bazali, bobaba, mhlawumbe uyakhumbula isikhathi lapho usamthanda. Lolo thando lusekhona yini na, noma sekusele isimo nje.
And you had a desire to, if possible, plant this love into your children.
Lapho kade unesifiso unokulangazelela ukuthi lolo thando awunalo lutshalwe ngisho nakwingane zakho.
That is, Isaiah says, I will sing for the one I love.
Kub njengoba esho kuyizayo ukuthi ngiyakuhlabelela ngothandweyo wami.
You had a song maybe in your heart. Is that song still ringing?
Mhlawumbe unehubo enhlizweni yakho. Ingabe lelo hubo lelo lisezwakala na, lisekhona yini na?
Oh, has it been dampened?
Noma selithulisiwe.
You maybe see people that have disappointed you.
Mhlawumbe ubona abantu abakudumazile.
People that have ruined your calling of service unto the Lord.
Mhlawumbe ubona abantu abachithele phansi ubizo lwakho lokusebenzela inkosi.
And you still claim that you have a calling. You still claim and can testify, yes, God did call me.
Mhlawumbe usasho ukuthi unalubizo, mhlawumbe usengafakaza futhi ukuthi yebo impela uNkulunkulu wayengibizile.
But now people have spoiled my reputation, my career, and your love is now grounded in showing the wrongs of others and letting everyone know how people have ruined you, how people maybe were the cause of your losing your money, losing your status, losing fellowship with the brethren.
Kodwa mhlambi manje usukhala ngabantu, khomba abantu uthi ngenxa yosibanibani ubizo lwami lwacindezeleka phansi, ngenxa yosibanibani ngaphazamiseka kwebe ngikuhlelile ukuthi ngifuna ukwenza. Impilo yakho isikulokho manje, siyakhelwe ekukhombeni abantu nje ukuthi sengalahlelwa nayo imali ngenxa yosibanibani, usukuloko okukhala kuphela.
And now your song has become a song of mourning.
Ihubo lakho manje seliphenduke laba ihubo lokukhonona nokukhalaza.
But ask yourself the question, is God with you in your mourning, or are you alone, left behind with people? And maybe Jesus is not with you in your song of mourning.
Kodwa uzibuza uthi kuloko kukhala kwakho kukho manje ukhonona, ingabe uJesu kanye nawe na, noma ususele nje wedwa nabantu, ubona abantu kuphela, kodwa uJesu akekho kulelo hubo lakho lokukhonona.
But we praise God, who people in the midst of their suffering have got a song to sing to the one that they love.
Kodwa siyambonga uNkulunkulu uthi khona abantu abathi bephakathi ekuhluphekeni ekunzimeni, kodwa kukho lokho banehubo abakwazi ukulihlabelela ngothandiweyo wabo.
And they have a song to sing about his vineyard.
Banehubo futhi abangalihlabelela ngesivini sakhe.
They see the works of God. They see God walking amongst the vineyard.
Bayawubona umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu. Bambona uNkulunkulu ehamba phakathi kwesivini.
Has your song come to an end?
Ngabe lakho ihubo seliphelile na?
Has it dried up? What has caused it to dry up and your tongue not being filled with praises to God?
Ngabe selomile lathula na? Yini edale lokho ukuthi ulimi lwakho lome, ungasakwazi ukuhlabelela, uhlabelelele uNkulunkulu na?
Have you forsaken your first love?
Ingabe mhlawumbe ulahle uthando lwakho lwakuqala?
And maybe other things have become loving and dear to you.
Mhlawumbe kwangena ezinye izinto kwaba yizona ozithandayo eziseduze nawe.
Could be your wife.
Mhlawumbe umkakho.
Perhaps your husband.
Mhlawumbe umkhwenyana.
But when you got married, remember when you got married, you said, Lord, let our marriage be to your glory. Your heart was filled with thanks towards God for the gift of marriage that he had entrusted to you.
Kodwa usukhohliwe yini usakhumbulini lapho ushado ukuthi wathi inkosi umshado wethu awube kuwe awube sezandleni zakho usukhohliwe yini manje usiwenza okunye na.
Have you now taken it into your own hands, out of the hands of the one who entrusted it unto you?
Ngabe manje usuwaphucile yini umshado wakho ezandleni zakhe wawubeka ezandleni zakho.
And maybe you're living in fear that someone will rob me of my marriage partner.
And
maybe you fear that one, the deceiver, because the deceiver has placed a spirit, a strange spirit into you. Where is the keeper of Israel? What has happened to him in your life? What has happened of your testimony? You can only today testify about your anxiety. Your love that you once had is vanished, it's erased.
Uthando lolo ake wabanalo.
Those whom you once loved, when God called you, are now you hate. And you speak words. I wonder whether you will be able to stand before God in judgment concerning the words that you have allowed to come out of your lips.
Labo okade ubathanda, lapho uNkulunkulu ekubiza. Namhlanje sebephenduka izitha, sukhuluma amagama ngabo, angazi noma uyokwazini ukuma phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu ngalawo magama owakhulumile.
Don't think, don't be care so much about your own feelings, your own suffering. Think about the one you once loved. What has become of him? Where has he gone to? Why can't you sing of him anymore?
Unganaki kakhulu imizwa yakho ukuthi wena uzwani kwenzakalani kuwe kodwa cabanga lowo owayekuthanda okuthandayo ukuthi yena uzwani kwenzakalani kuyena.
And this spirit of deception which comes out of darkness, which comes to rob you of what the one you loved had entrusted to you, will come with all sorts of feelings and will entice you in ways which you haven't known before.
Lo moya wenkohliso qhamuka ebumnyameni uzoqhamuka nazo zonke izinto nayo yonke imizwa engajwayelekile oqala ngisho ukuhlangabezana nayo.
It comes with a haughty spirit. Although you fear, although you are anxious, but yet you are enticed by the one who rose up in pride in the highest places in heaven.
Hamuka nomoya wempakamo nakuba wena uzizwa unokwesaba kodwa ufika nomoya wempakamo esuka kulowo banaloko kuphakama esezulwini.
All the efforts of the one who loved you, who went to his utmost length to exhibit his love to you, is that all in vain? All in naught for you?
Ngabe yonke imizamo yalowo owakuthandayo enza konke faka amandla konke kuze ukwenzele konke ingabe konke lokho sekuyize na
What has become of your love? He looked for a crop of choice, good grapes, but it yielded only bad fruit. He is still looking for those, for the good produce. He is expecting it from you. You are in guilt. You live indebted. Sorry, not guilt. You are indebted to him.
Usayifuna lezo ithelo namanje uphila ngaphansi kokumkweleta. Uyamkweleta lezo ithelo ayifunayo.
He rented the vineyard out to tenants.
Waqashisa ngesivini sakhe kubalimi.
Maybe you say, well, I'm no tenant, I'm no overseer.
Mhlawumbe uthi wena hayi angimlimi mina, angimuntu oqashile, akukho futhi engikubhekile.
You are maybe tenants over the children whom God has entrusted to you.
Kodwa mhlambi uqashiwe ukuba ubheke labo bantwana bakho uNkulunkulu akuphe bona.
When these little, sorry for wording, creatures were born to you, what were your first prayers that you prayed concerning them?
Lapho lezo ingane zisencane zisanda kuzalwa, mkhuleko mina owayikhuleka uyikhuleka maqondana nabo na.
What efforts, what work did you invest over the years? And when he is grown up, he can turn from those instructions. Didn't you make a mistake? Did you do it the right way? Was your love protected? Did you work at it and make work to keep this love, this light aflame in their hearts that were now being attacked by evil forces?
Bangakanani amandla, ungakanani owakwenza ukufaka ekubakhuliseni kuze kuthi masebekhulile sebefuna ukuphendukela emuva na. Ingaba likho yini iphutha walenza? Ingaba uthando lwakho owawunalo kwakuyithando kuyilona lona na?
This man who rented the vineyard out to some farmers and went away on a journey.
Le ndoda yaqashisa ngesivini kubalimi yayisihambi yakwelinye izwe.
Maybe I say, in a way, the COVID, the lockdown of COVID was maybe a time when he went on a journey and he left the vineyard in your hands to be tenants over that vineyard.
Mhlawumbe ngingathi ngesikhathi sema lockdown se COVID isikhathi esingasilinganisa nalapho ehambile kwelinyizwe elikude ekushile nesivini esiqashise kubalimi esiyele kubona.
But at harvest time, he is sending servants to collect some of the fruit of the vineyard.
Kodwa ngesikhathi sekuvuna, wayesethuma ingceku kubalimi ukuba zithathe ezithelweni zesivini.
Maybe in your life, it seemed as if it was an arid time, maybe some time of your children's lives were maybe arid.
Mhlambe kuwena kubonakala ngathi isikhathi esilikhuni mhlambe nesikhathi zeingane zakho kwaba isikhathi esinzima.
Jesus also had a time that he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
UJesu naye waba naso isikhathi la aholwa ngumoya umholela ehlane.
And he was given over to a time of intense trial.
Wayithola esesikhathini sokulingwa okunzima.
And we know of it, how the devil came to him, bringing him the word of God.
Siyazi leyo ndaba ukuthi kwabanjani uSathane eza kuye eza ngisho ngezwi likaNkulunkulu.
And he said, it is written.
Ethi kulotshiwe.
But he used the word to attack Jesus, to floor him by it.
Kodwa lelo zwi elisebenzisela ukuthi adukise uJesu ngalo.
Do you accept any word that the enemy brings you to trip you, to make you fall?
Ngabe wamukela nanoma yiliphi izwi isithu esililethayo kuwe esizama ngalo isithu kuba sikuginqele phansi?
Sometimes you are brought words that isn't even scripture and you fall for it. You fall into that trap of the enemy of your soul.
Kwesinye isikhathi ulethelwa amazwi angekho ngisho embhalweni kodwa kukho lokho usuyawela kulona xhaka wesitha.
Timothy was instructed by Paul to rightly, this is the King James Version, I think, to rightly divide the word of God.
UTimothy wayalo uPaul emyalo ukuba ahlukanise kahle izwi leNkosi.
There are times where the enemy comes professing and bringing it on a tablet of gold. This is what the scripture saith. And we need to rightly, in the King James Version, divide the word of God.
Kuba nesikhathi lapho isitha sifika siphethe esithi kuyizwi likaNkulunkulu lisiletha ngegolide. Kodwa kuyileso sikhathi lapho sidinga ukuthi sihlukanise kahle okuyizwi likaNkulunkulu.
But when the owner of the vineyard came out of the wilderness, he came out triumphant.
Kepha lapho umphathi wesivini ephuma khona waqhamuka lapho ewumuntu ongumnqobi.
And even heaven had to testify, even through a voice. Others thought it was thunder, but he said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. The fruit was there and heaven rejoiced.
Nezulu lafakaza kwaze kwaba nezwe laduma, abanye bacawuthi ukuduma kwezulu elithi lo yindodana yami ethandiweyo engithokozayo ngayo. Izulu lathokoza ngokunqoba kwakhe.
Children, do you still love the one whom you ought to love, who gave you your life's breath?
Bantwana, nisamthanda yini lowo ekumele ukuba nimthande, lowo wakunikeza ukuphila, wakuphefumulela na?
But maybe I must use examples that maybe you understand. Maybe you can't understand the language that I am speaking. I know years ago when we were still young, My eldest brother had just got his license, and so he was driving, and we met up with another cousin. And the cousin said, "My, does your dad entrust you with this car?" Well, at that time it was a Mercedes. "Oh, my dad, you, that's far. My dad would never entrust me with his car." Well, my dad in those years, he always bought second-hand vehicles. So don't be too excited about that. Don't always think when you see a new car that it's new. Many choose to buy second-hand vehicles. They look nice, but they're second-hand. So don't get carried away in your imaginations. But if you, child, are entrusted with a vehicle, the owner of the vehicle trusts you that you will care for that vehicle. But even if you aren't so such a trustworthy fellow, they've heard of what you have done in the past, and they say, "Can I really entrust my car to this person?" But because he wants to exercise his love towards you, he says, "Take my car." Now you drive off very carefully. He's looking at me. Not too much spoon, not too heavy brakes. I won't jerk with the gears. Careful. He's looking at me. But if you're over the hill, past Silver, Silver Stream, well, then you say, "Hey, let me see how fast I can drive this car and take the corner at what speed. I've tried the other car. I could only go 160. Maybe I can go 180 with this car around the corner." Then instead of turning in here, you go past and said, "Hey, let's see how far this fast this car can go over the bumps." There's nobody in the canopy who will bump his head against the roof. It's just me. I'll hold on to the steering. You have been entrusted with the car. If you bring it back, the petrol is just gone. I thought he's only driving 5 kilometers, but it looks as if he's driven 30 or 40. I don't know what happened to the diesel or the petrol. You've been entrusted with a tractor. You've been asked to grease it well. See to it that the air pressures are right. you have been entrusted with it. But do you think, well, I'm working 8 hours with this, and I've got to get the job done. You forget, others have to dig with a spade. You can dig with a tractor. Do you treat the tractor that has been entrusted to you as you would, as if it was your tractor? Young people, you don't know how your father and maybe how your fathers sweated, and how other people may be sweated to give your father a vehicle. And now you take the vehicle and you drive the dirt roads and try to do broadsides, and then you get off the road. Luckily, you don't roll. But maybe your father doesn't know of what you did with it. You are too ashamed to report to your dad, who treasures that vehicle because for 40 years he never owned a vehicle. Now suddenly he's been given a vehicle. And you, son, you just use it as if it's your own. And you can't even tell your dad that you've bumped it, that you've gone over rocks, you couldn't handle it around the corner. Your dad maybe doesn't see. And you happy. I didn't get a telling off. I didn't get a spanking for this. I didn't have to repair the vehicle. You've been entrusted with that vehicle.
Bantoba shamhlamba wazi ukuthi ubaba wakho noma ubaba bakho bashikashika kanjani bagcine sebekwazi ukuyithola leyo moto noma laba bamzamela gcine sebenayo imoto. Mhlawumbe iminyaka engamashumi amane, iminyaka engakaze abe nemoto, isigcina usenayo-ke, wena ndodana uyayithatha, uyenzisa ngendlela othanda ngayo, mhlawumbe iziphume ngisho emgaqweni ngenhlanhla ukuthi ingaginqiki. Kodwa uma usubuya usaba ngisho ukuyoyibika ukuthi khona osukulimazile emotweni, ujabulele nje ukuthi awuthethiswanga ukuthi kukhona umonakalo obonakele.
The one whom you love. Or do you still love him? Or shall we say the one who loves you? Has he lost confidence in you?
Lowo omthandayo uma sengabuzana ukuthi ngempela usamthanda na noma singathi ke lowo okuthandayo yena ingabe uselahlelwe ithemba yini kuwena?
Maybe at work.
Mhlawumbe emsebenzini.
You do things when the manager, if he would be present, you wouldn't do.
Mhlawumbe wenza izinto owaziyo ukuthi uma umphathi wakho ebekhona lapho ubungeke uzenze.
Maybe you use things, take things, use it for yourself, and you've never asked for permission.
Mhlawumbe uthatha izinto nje uvele uyisebenzisele zona uyicelanga nemvume.
And if your conscience reprimands you, you don't go and apologize and say, I will punish myself for my deed. And I will go to this extreme, like Zacchaeus said, I will pay back 4 times that I won't do this again.
Ngizijezise mina ukuthi ngiyozibika ngalokhu. Ube njengalowo wathi ngiyokhokha ngokuphindwe kane ukuze ngingaphinde ngiyenze le nto engiyenzile.
Maybe you need to clock in at work at a certain time.
Mhlawumbe udinga ukuthi emsebenzini ungene clock ngesikhathi esithize.
And you have got ways and means to make your hours longer than what they really are.
Kodwa wena usuwakha indlela namasu ukuthi wenza ukuthi athukwanda amahora akho kunalokho okusebenzile ngempela.
And you forget scripture that says, by the measure you measure, it will be measured unto you.
Esukhohle umbhalo sho ukuthi isikalo sisebenzisayo kwabanye yiso leso siyosetshenziswa kuwe.
Children, if you mock others, don't be surprised if others one day will mock you.
Wena mntwana uma ubhuqa abanye uhlekisa ngabo, ungamangali ngolunye usuku uma sekuphendukela ngakuwe behleka wena.
And maybe that day you maybe will be helpless and it will be painful to you.
Amalolo suku yobungasenamandla ungasakwazi ukwenza lutho kube buhlungu kuwe.
But through it God proves to you and will prove to you that what a man sows he will reap.
Kodwa ngalokho uNkulunkulu uyobe khombisa ukuthi lokho umuntu akuhlanyelayo lokho wokuvuna.
And even if you blame others for mistreatment and injustice, God looks for fruit in your life. He asks it of you, not of others.
Noma ngabe ubheka abanye usola abanye ngokungaphatheki kahle ngokuthi bakwenzani, kodwa uNkulunkulu isithelo usifuna kuwe, usibheke kuwe hayi kwabanye.
At harvest time he sent a servant to collect from some of the fruit of the vineyard, because he is master. He is master of the vineyard. Or have you made yourself master of your own life?
Ngesikhathi sokuvuna wayesethuma iy'nceku kubalimi ukuba zithathe kubalimi ezithelweni zesivini, ngoba uye phela umphathi walesi sivini.
There are choices that you make in life, forgetting that there's the owner of the vineyard. You are just a tenant.
Kukhona ingqubo ozenzayo empilweni, kodwa ukhohle ukuthi kukhona umphathi walesi sivini, wena ungumqashwa nje.
Maybe you make choices and that have an implication on your and an outcome and a result on your life, on your future, on your old age.
Kukhona izinqumo ongazenza, izinto ongayikhetha ekuphileni manje, kodwa eziyoba nomthelela nomphumela esikhathini esizayo mhlawumbe usumdala.
We thank God for leaders. We thank God for old parents in the congregation who are able to advise us, to reprimand us, who can warn us, be careful, don't make the wrong choice.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngabaholi, ngabazali abadala ebandleni, abakwazi ukusiqondisa, abakwazi ukuthi basiyale, baze basikhuze ukuthi ungathathi izinqumo ekungeyizona zona.
Don't think marriage is perdekoop, as the Afrikaans say. It's just buying horses.
Oh, ungacabangi ukuthi umshado kuyinto elula nje kufana nokuyithengela ihashi.
And I said in these days, hey, this is a time where we need not to rely even on our own prayers, because your prayer, if you pray about the future, love can even influence your own prayer, or your eyes. The lust of your eyes can influence your own
prayers. lokho kungaphakathi kuwe vele ukuthandayo nokubona amehlo akho kungakufaka umoya uyitshele ukuphendule kumthandazo.
Many people don't like counselors, as we call them.
Abanye abantu ababathanda abaluleki noba bavumisi ngendlela esisho ngayo.
They just want to listen to their own praise.
Abafuni ukweluleko kodwa umuntu uthanda ukuthi alalele nje yakhe imkhuleko kuphela.
But how wonderful, there's a wonderful promise where two or three are gathered in my name, says the Lord. I will be amongst them.
Kodwa khona isithembiso esinande siyisimanga la iNkosi ithuma ababili abathathu behlangene ngegama lami. Mina ngiyakuba phakathi kwabo.
We don't reckon with sociology and what theology it all might be, or physiology or what ology. We reckon with Jesus, the owner of the vineyard.
Asingene ifundisweni zikhona ezahlukahlukene eziningi zengqondo nje, kodwa sifuna lokhu ukuthi uJesu thini.
But if you have sought counseling and you are still hard-headed, maybe you need to go to psychiatrists to tell you the truth and to tell you, listen, you need help.
Kodwa ke mhlawumbe uzamile ukuthola ukwelulekwa kodwa ikhanda lakho lisaqinile, mhlawumbe ihamba kuye kulabo bezengqondo.
Why can't you? How wonderful. You can go to someone whom the Lord has called, has anointed for a task, who has a track record, sorry, I'm speaking human terms, of years of a blessed life, of good advice. And share your burden or share your choice and say, what do you say? I mean, I'm involved in it, but maybe you're looking at another side. You're seeing the other side of it. I'm just seeing this beautiful husband, man. No one is like him. But what do you say? How should I approach this? How should I pray about this?
Kodwa ngani ungayi komunye ongakululeka ogcotshiwe uNkulunkulu oseyihambile lendlela isikhathi eside osanolwazi futhi kulezi zinto uye kuyena uyokhuluma nawe uthi wena ukubona kanjani lokhu mina ngikukho ngakho wena ungakubuka ngendlela ehlukile ngoba ungaphandle ukuze athandaze nawe ngoba wena mhlawumbe uyibonela nje lo mlisa lo osekuyena impela umkhwenyana wakho wakusasa obona ukuthi impela akekho njengaye kodwa uthola ukwelulekwa ukuthi uhambe kanjani.
Yet you not even go to a counselor and then still rely on the arm of the flesh. No, allow God to speak in wonderful ways, like he spoke to Joseph, like a Mary, and the fruit will be good.
Unganciki enyameni kodwa vumela uNkulunkulu ukuba akhulume ngeindlela ezimangalisayo akhuluma ngazo njengoba akhuluma noMaria khuluma noJosepha uma kunjalo ke nesithelo siyoba sihle.
There will be a season, a harvest time, that the owner sends for fruit. Will the fruit be there, dear Christian? You who profess to be one of the brethren, what you all profess that the Lord has called you, etc., will the fruit be there? That's the criteria. He's planted a vineyard to be able to receive some of the fruit.
Lapha iNkosi yofuna isithelo ingabe siyobe sikhona na wena mzalwane wena osho kuningi mhlawumbe uzuthi ubiziwe kunani kunani kodwa isithelo siyobe sikhona na.
And if you are good tenant,
uma ngumqashi noma umqeshwa omuhle olungile,
then you won't only see your own suffering, but you will see the suffering of others.
Lapho ngeke kugcine ngokubona okwakho nje kuphela ukuhlupheka, kodwa yokubona nokwabanye.
Paul could say, I bear in my body the marks of Christ.
Apostle Paul uthi ngithwele emzimbeni wami izimpawu zika Christ.
But you bewail the marks of men that they have maybe harmed you with.
Kodwa wena nje uyibonela izimpawu zabantu abakulimaze ngazo.
How they have wronged you. Does that draw you to Christ or to self-pity and self-bewailing? In whatever your verdict, in whatever you say and allow to flow out of your mouth or out of your pen, he, beware, he is looking for fruit. And it is difficult to liken yourself to Job and say, well, I'm suffering for whatever cause.
Kunzima futhi nokuthi ufune ukuyifanisa noJob uthi hawu nami ngiyahlupheka njengaye uJob.
The suffering that Job went through was, what's the right word? He was asked, or the Satan asked it of the Lord, God, and he got permission. Yes. You can go at Job, but you may not spoil, you may not touch his soul.
Ukuhlupheka uJob angena kukho, ukuhlupheka uSathane amcela kuNkulunkulu ngakho, uNkulunkulu wathi kulungile, kodwa ungathinta umphefumulo wakhe.
And that you know that your suffering is according to the will of God. Even then, in your suffering, people will be edified. Words will come out of your lips and out of your life that others will stand amazed at God's glorious deeds and his doings through that body that is battered.
Uma kunjalo-ke nasekuhlupheni kwakho abantu bayobusiseka bakhuliswe ngisho nakulowo mzimba obonakala mhlawumbi ulinyaziwe usebunzimeni.
Have you forgotten that God planted you as a choice vine?
Usukhohlwe yini uthi uNkulunkulu wakutshala umvini owona wona okhethekile na?
Who else had the privileges that you had? Who has hindered you from loving him as the lover of your soul? But wrongdoing and sin will rob you of your song. If you don't please him, you will be pleasing another master. If you don't bring fruit that he is looking for, you will be producing sour wild fruit.
Umungalethi isithelo leso yena sifunayo makungezona kusho ukuthi ukhiqiza isithelo ezimuntu.
Don't allow any sin to get stuck in your life that will be a brooding place for much sin, much wrongdoing.
Ungavumeli ukuba kube nesono esizobhajwa empilweni yakho ngoba makunjalo kuyoba isidleke sokuzalwa kwezinye izono.
And that choice vine will become corrupt and it will be eaten by white ants or termites and will shrivel. There will not be good fruit.
Leso sithelo sihle lo mvino omuhle uyonakaliswa udliwe yilwane kungabikho sithelo esihle esiphuma kuona.
Get rid of this poison in you.
Kipa lobutha lo poison ophakathi kwakho.
These termites that are grinding away at your roots.
Kipa zonke lezi ilwane ezidla ezifuna uqeda impande zakho.
He is the one who is looking for fruit.
Nangu lowo obheka isithelo.
In season he will come, even if you bear good leaves. You've got the right doctrine. Yes, you are biblically based. But if there is no fruit, you will disappoint the owner of the vineyard.
Ngesikhathi esifanele uzofika. Ngisho leso sikhathi ufuna isithelo sakhe. Noma ngabe unamaqabunga amahle. Unemfundiso kuyiyona yona umuntu ophatha iBhayibheli njalo kodwa uyophoxeka umnini wesivini uma engasitholi isithelo.
It will be his season, his time. When he is hungry, he will go to that fig tree. Will he find fruit?
Kube kuyisikhathi sakhe lapho eselambile uzoshona khona kuleso sithelo somkhiwane.
Rather let the curse fall on your sin and your secret sins than let the curse fall on your life as a vine.
Ngcono kuba udedele isiqalekiso suwele phezu kwaleso sono sakho nobubi bakho kunoma isiqalekiso suwele phezu kwakho ngqo empilweni yakho.
Go to lengths to and pray, oh God, let your curse fall on this sin that has infested me.
Jula ukhuleke uthi Nkulunkulu lesi siqalekiso ngcono swele phezu kwalesono esesingenile empilweni yami.
Jesus became a curse because of our sin.
UJesu waphendoba isiqalekiso ngenxa yezono zethu.
He hung on the cross. He gave his life to buy you, to redeem you. You aren't your own. You have been bought with a high price.
Walenge siphambanweni ukuze akwazi ukuba sihlenge, asithenge. Awuseyena owakho, ungowakhe ngoba wathengwa ngenani.
And parents, sharpen this into your children. They don't belong unto themselves. They don't belong to me per se. But they have a heavenly owner whom they will be accountable for one day. And he will seek fruit in his season.
Bazali kutaleni lokhu kungene einganeni ukuthi umuntu akayena owakhe. Futhi abayena nabakho wena njengomzali kodwa bathengiwe ngenani eliphakeme baba walowo oyofuna isithelo sakhe ngesikhathi esifanele.
And Jesus uses harsh words and difficult words for humans to understand that he cursed that fig tree.
uJesu usebenzisa amazwi alikhuni ukuze abantu baqonde ukuthi wawuqalekisa lo mkhiwane.
And he killed these evil tenants.
Wayesebulala futhi laba baqashi laba ababi.
And he says, I will give this vineyard to others who will be faithful.
Wayesethi lesi sivini ngizosinikeza abanye abazothembeka bona.
It's a sermon maybe on its own.
Nalokho kuyintshumayelo mhlawumbe ngokwayo.
Don't lose your love for the owner of the vineyard.
Ungaphelelwa uthando obunalo kumnini walesi sivini.
And if you love him, why shouldn't there be good fruit?
Kodwa uma ngabe umthande ngempela, ngani singabonakala izithelo ezinhle na?
Don't cling onto something. Don't say onto something. Say something that will be disqualified by the owner of the vineyard. Don't dare.
Nakanye ungabambelele ntweni noma ukhulume into engazuthandeka kumnini walesi sivini.
The outcome will be a fruitless life.
Imphumela lokho kuyoba impilo engenasithelo.
And don't think Jesus will stay away. No, in his season he will come and require fruit.
Ukacabanga ukuthi uJesu uyohlala kude le, kodwa ngesikhathi sakhe esifanele uyofika afuna izithelo.
The Lord said of Joseph,
Jesu wathi ngo Josepha,
says he's a vine that was planted and grew over the wall, as far as I recall, but he was like a choice planted vine.
Uthi waye umvini okhethekile owakhula kanzima.
And he said it right, wakhula kanzima, he had a terrible, difficult life.
Waba nempilo elikhulu.
He could have blamed his circumstances. And he would have never achieved to bear that bountiful fruit which God had prepared for him.
He could have
hung his head and said, everybody's against me. Nobody loves me. Even my own family don't love me. But because he had a relationship with God, that made the difference. And that's why he could bear such much fruit.
And
as we've heard, he had a relationship with the living God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so God has planted us, you and I, as a choice vine. And I'd like to end off with this point. What more could have been done for my vineyard that I've not done in it? When I looked for it to bring forth grapes, why did it yield wild grapes?
Ikuphe engingakwenzanga kulesi sivini sami na. Lapho ngifika kuso ngithemba ukuthi siyakuthela izithelo zomvini, saveza izithelo zasendle na.
And let's look at us.
Ake sizibheke.
God visited us, when I mean us, his church, through the revival he sent.
UNkulunkulu usivakashelile thina.
He gave us the best through his spirit, which we can ever want to have. He sent us a revival, a renewing, a quickening. He gave us a vineyard that nobody else in this day and age would have received. and this time.
Wasithumelela imvuselelo ukuvuseleleka okusha into esingabangenayo abanye abantu futhi ongeke itholakale kalula kulesi sikhathi.
When he came down like he did with the early church and visited his people who were yearning, were crying for him and saying, Lord, we've done away, we've done enough with wild grapes, we've done enough, but please, please visit us. We need something else.
Lapho ehla njobe ehla ebandleni lakuqala lapho bekhala bethi bayamdinga uNkulunkulu wehla.
Now he's planted you and I in this vineyard.
Manje kusesitshalile mina nawe kulesi sivini sakhe.
And when he looks today at your life, my life, what does he say? Is it the same words? When I looked for it and looked for fruit, it was wild fruit.
Umasibheka kunjani namhlanje? Uma ethi ngibheka isithelo, ingabe uthola isithelo sasendle na?
The Lord visits us. He visits you, and maybe you don't know it. But he visits you, and maybe he's put you through a sieve and say, no, this is wild, wild, wild as it can be. And you think you are good. You think you are right in your eyes. But God says it's wild. I don't need it.
Inkosi yasivakashela mhlamba wazi nokuthi uyasivakashela mhlamba sekufaka esefeni wathi isithelo sasendle lesi angisidingi.
How is it possible that he planted us as choice vines? He chose you and I. He chose us, he put us there. But what is our life like today? We've heard so much.
Kwenzeka kanjani ukuba sitshale siwumvini oyiwona wona kodwa kunjani ukuba namhlanje siyithole sesinjena na?
He gave us, you know what he's taught us over the years. You know what God in his love has revealed it to us. And what's become of our life?
Wasifundisa okuningi uyazi asenzele khona yonke le minyaka kodwa impilo zethu zibe nje.
And you only can murmur, you complain, this is what's wrong, that's what's right. Why does he say this? Why does he say that? And that holds you busy.
Okwakho kube ukukhala nje ukhonona ukuthi bakusholoni lokhu, bakukhulumelani lokhu kanje.
But you remember when you grew as that vine, how you were eager, how your love to the Lord was something that drew you day and night, that drove your life. You couldn't do too much for him.
Kodwa khumbula ukuthi kwakunjani lapho usaluza uthando, uthando likaNkulunkulu kuyilona elaliqhuba impilo yakho, ubona ukuthi kuncane omenzela khona.
And I'd like to repeat, God has given us a revival. God has given us, he visited us, and is visiting us by his spirit. What type of vine have I become?
Ngithanda ukuphinda lokhu, uNkulunkulu wasipha imvuselelo, wasipha umoya ingcwele, esivakashela futhi usasivakashela hlobo luni lomvini oyilona na.
Has he come to a point in our life where he says, what more could I do? I've done everything. I did everything. I gave my life. What more must I do? Why has it become so wild?
Ingabe usefinyelele ezingeni lethi kuphe engisengakwenza manje sengenze ongaka kodwa ngani ukuba aveze isithelo sasendle na?
Look at your fruit. In the beginning you couldn't dress in a way that you felt was like the world. Remember it. You couldn't walk like the world walked because you knew I'm a choice vine. God has planted me. But today, you dress, everything sticks out as tight as possible. When you look from the back, it's bumping up and down. And in the beginning, your life wasn't like that. You chose to become a pure vessel. But today, admit it, you are wild.
Khumbula ukuthi kwakunjani ekuqaleni ngisho ekugqokeni wawuqaphelisisa ukuthi ungagqoki into nje noma ikanjani kodwa manje usufuna impahla esezikubambayo esekuqinile
uvume usuphenduka igatsha labezizwe.
And you look yourself that half a minute extra more in the mirror. Is everything all right? Remember how in the beginning, not that you looked untidy, but that wasn't your heart. But your heart today, you look yourself that few more seconds and you turn around, you look and say, maybe you don't say anything, but your heart says something. And the Lord has planted us in a rich vineyard, a well-prepared vineyard, as few can ever have. And what has become of your life? What has become of my life? Ist da Frucht in meinem Leben? Und wenn da nicht Frucht ist, wie das haben will, dann schneidet es ab. Und dann sagst du, ja, sie lieben mich nicht, sie wollen mich nicht haben, die haben mich weggeschickt. Haben dich weggeschickt? Hast du oben gefragt, ob sie dich weggeschickt haben und warum? Frag mal, du hast ja ein Verhältnis mit dem lebendigen Gott. Aber du blamierst jeden anderen Menschen. Aber es ist nicht zu spät, zu sagen, hey, hier bin ich. Du hattest mich gepflanzt. Du wolltest das Beste für mich. Ich hatte aber meinen eigenen harten Kopf, meinen eigenen Willen, mein Hochmut hat mich weggetrieben. Ich komme aber wieder zurück. Lasst uns beten. Lord, we thank you for what you have done for us. We thank you that you've given us something. You've given us the best. Not because we were good, but because you want your kingdom to grow. Now we pray, Lord. We pray that you won't get tired of this vineyard. Where you need to prune, and if it's sore, may your will be done. Because you say, Lord, that for us to bear fruit, we have to be pruned. Things have to be done away with. And make us willing to do it. That at the end, our Heavenly Father, fruit might be born as you have planned it in heaven. And that when you visit us personally, that you might have joy and abundance when you see the fruit that is born. May we not get tired, Lord. Even if it's difficult and hard. But that is where we gain our strength from you, because we rely totally on you. Lord, guard and tend your vineyard, please. By your grace. Amen.
Amen.